It's time to felk it. Strap on, strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
What's up, Alicia?
Oh, you know, same old around here.
It is, actually, but it's so fun.
This is a different experience. The acoustics are different. The recording in my ear is different. You're drawing something that's different. I've never seen you draw, but we are in a remote location.
And it's a fun location.
It is a fun location. But one of us may or may not sleep here on the weekdays.
Not it.
Yeah, not it. Not it. And I don't even have a thing to look at behind me, but it's fine.
You have me to look at in front of you.
Oh, blessed are. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Am I blessed? Very, very blessed, yes.
You are. We are.
We are some lucky, lucky folks.
Yes, we really are. Today is one of our really good friends' birthday. So shout out, Jessica. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, HR.
This will probably air in January, so it's a late present.
Probably. But hey, the thought was there, man.
The thought was there. And you'll realize what Carrie's drawing. So. Hi.
Hi. So how have you been all week?
I have been really, really well, actually. I've been really, really busy is what is the honest truth.
That is true.
Apparently birthday October. I don't know why, but a lot of my friends have birthdays this month, so... And a lot of them like to have two parties, and a lot of them like to have birthday months, which, that's dangerous.
Well, guess whose birthday's coming up in November?
Yes, who's back? Back again.
That's me. That's you.
Yeah, but we're going to the casino, so.
Yeah, we're going to go to the casino.
Yeah, so you got it all figured out.
I'm not even
worried
money.
About your birthday, but a lot of my friends, well, a lot. A handful of my friends. Yeah, well, it's not you. They're doing Sober October. How do you feel about Sober October?
It'll save a ton of money.
And I think it's probably one of the best months, either October or November, but at the end of the month, I mean, obviously Halloween is, it's a good time. It's not my favorite, but it's a good time. Thanksgiving, I cannot not drink on Thanksgiving.
I double drink if I'm around my family.
Yeah, well, I'm going to
Bless
Phoenix.
Bless their hearts.
I'm going to Phoenix this year, so it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Freeze your butt off.
Oh, in Phoenix? So I'm going to freeze my butt off.
No, I said you're not.
I'm not. I was worried about your climate knowledge.
I'm already cold. Have you been cold lately? Like, the mornings are chilly.
Yeah, mornings are freezing. I don't know what time you get up, but at 6, it's freaking cold.
It's cold. Yeah. I'm
See okay. what you do when you curse? You just stop mid-word?
Have I cussed yet?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's still early in the show.
Yeah, it is still early. We don't have a guest today. It's just us two riding solo, and I'm into it.
And my personality.
But we do have a...
coolest dog ever.
What's that dog's name?
Loki.
Loki.
He looks like Splinter from...
He does.
Was it something with a turtle?
I feel like when I don't get a haircut and it's a little long, that's what it looks like. Like, wow. Sticking out like that.
Do you ever want to touch people's eyebrows like that? Like, if you see somebody older and they have, like, super long eyebrows.
Oh,
like,
my dad had those. And I'm about to, because I still, like, if I wake up after a nap, I'm serious. Look, they really can get going, man.
Yeah, I sit there and play with it.
The thickest hair on my body is my eyebrows, which, thanks God. That's a fun joke.
Now I'm touching mine. I'm like, mine aren't even really there, kind of. I don't draw men, though.
No, you don't.
They're in there somewhere. I don't know.
A treasure hunt to find your eyebrows. Right. You win.
So I got a topic for us today.
You have a topic for us today. Okay.
Okay.
She's shooting from the hip today, ladies and gentlemen.
So the question is, and this is another one that we would love feedback on Facebook. If you could be the opposite gender for a day, what are 5 things you would do? You're going to be a dude for an entire day. 5 things.
You should have warned me about this question. Okay. 5 things I'd want to do for a day. Probably ask for a raise and
that is a good one.
What else? I don't know. I feel like a lot of the things that they do, I already do, but I guess pee standing up would be one.
I think
if I tried hard enough and practiced hard enough, I could do that. I'm like halfway there. I'm like a squat. So just a little bit more angle to it and I'd have it.
I've never even tried, I don't think.
Well, you ain't living until you're peeing.
All right, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just not in my bathroom.
Well, you probably want to do it outside.
Well, yeah, true.
Or in
true
your
that
neighbor's pool that you hate.
Okay, so beside.
Okay.
From stand-up peeing, because that's a given with a dude.
Three.
No, five.
I know, I'm on three.
No, stand-up peeing was one.
No, ask for a raise was one.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd be a dude to just do math, but.
Oh, right? Isn't that so weird how dudes are so good at math?
They really are.
And I'm like, English.
Yeah. I don't
know. My brother's really good at math. I don't get it. Math and
him. I tend to think that most men are the ones that I talk to anyway.
His left brain, right brain, right? Which one's which? I don't recall.
I don't know.
We never do research. We're like talking about something. And remember when I was talking about Ghostwriter and you're like, it's pen name. And I'm like, yeah. And then I was listening to the shows back and I said pen name that previous episode. So I should have known better.
Oh,
how
no
embarrassing. I'd like to apologize to everyone. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, get your caca together.
I gotta get it.
Well, Google's supposed to join us, so maybe Google can clear up right.
Gigi?
Brain. Gigi's yeah, supposed Gigi to be here at some
She's
point.
She's on the way. But yeah, I would probably do a bunch of math equations for sure.
Really?
Just
wow, you're a boring dude.
I get that a lot. I'm a much better girl. You're right. Four. Okay. Are we just going to go there?
Go there.
All right. Sword fight. I don't know with who, but I'd like to.
I totally didn't think that's what you were going to say.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, and the fifth is just get it in.
That's what I was going to say. You know, play a game of the old in and out.
Yeah, the old hide the meat.
Talk somebody into playing tube steak.
Yeah, but here's
what's
the thing.
Called? Skin flute?
I feel like, okay, and it's in like any movie where that's the plot where they turn into the opposite. Mainly is coming to mind The Hot Chick. Do you remember that one with Rob Schneider?
Oh, never saw it.
So funny. I'm going to make you watch it. Anyway, it takes so long to convince people that you are still you. So I feel like that would be the whole first day is trying to get other people to believe that you're still you, but you're not. You know what I mean?
Well,
you don't know what I mean.
No, I do. I'm thinking about it. I think I would struggle a bit for a couple hours just working around in a new body. Because, like, what if I was super tall? I'd hit my head. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. You're going to walk on all fours as a man? Like, what do you mean you got to...
Like, there'd be hair and stuff where there wouldn't be. And then the whole pooping thing, because I've never understood. I think everyone's seen a dude poop
as
some other people. Why do you need your knees to poop? Like, when I poop, my drawers go down, like, mid-thigh. But if you walk in on a dude pooping, I mean, that shit's pushed all the way to their ankle. And I was like, oh, their balls. They're flattering
so
themselves. Oh, I know. That's what I was referring to. I'm like, some other people. So why do you need your knees to poop?
I don't know. I've always done that. It's freeing. You should try it sometime. You're not.
Well, I wear skirts. It's kind of the same. But
oh, what? Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing.
But who
thing,
wants to do an extra sit-up to pull them up?
I guess I'm in better shape than you.
Wow, that hurt my core values.
Well, it hurt my vice principles.
So I would have to, yeah, if I had a guy body for a little bit. And then, of course, I'd have to flex a little bit and maybe pick up something heavy.
Oh, yeah, and then put it back down.
I want to
pick you up and put you down.
I pick you up and put you down.
Yeah, pump you up.
Pump you up. I'd play with my facial hair.
Oh, I hate facial hair.
Me too, but I wanted like see what it feels like to put like your hand
but
up.
I do like the filters on Snapchat that give you facial hair because I'm like, oh, look at me, this is silly. I'm so silly. I'm so hot.
Oh, I would. Okay, that's me getting used to my body. I have a lot of things I think I would do as a dude, in addition to standing and peeing and writing my name somewhere
and asking for a raise,
and walking down a dark alley at night and being safe.
There you go. Yeah, I can still do those, even though I'm probably naive and I'm not safe, but I have the blind confidence to do so.
I would just scream like a little bitch and be like, well, this is it. A little dog. Okay, so I would do the helicopter.
Oh, a helicopter.
Or like the thigh slappity slap slap that they do. Definitely that. That would be one. I would want to teabag some things. For real.
Just objects?
Just random things, maybe, you know, anything my enemies did. I want to take a ruler and solve that little riddle once and for all. Oh, I also have, parallel park.
Oh. I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no. Like, if I even try, I look at everyone else like, turn away, give me some privacy, folks. I want to go to the garage to do things and then not really do anything to stay gone for hours.
Okay.
What else? Oh! Strap something down and then give it a little jerk and say, that's not going anywhere.
There you go.
Yeah, because that's not even anywhere. A dad thing. That's just a dude thing.
Yeah, that is a dude thing. A dad thing is when it's raining and we needed this. That is a dad thing. Yeah.
And close the damn door. Heat in the outside.
Yeah. You know what I found myself saying a lot lately? Were you born in a barn yesterday? Which I think is funny because I wasn't born yesterday.
Yeah.
But were you born in a barn yesterday? Yeah, you were. Shut the door.
Wow. My mom used to say that.
Were you born in a barn yesterday?
Oh, not the yesterday part.
Oh, I thought this was a me original. I mean, I'm sure other people have said it before, but I thought it was a me original.
Oh, no, it's not.
Shoot.
Yeah, I mean, we could make fun of what our parents say for us. Like, I think I just told you a minute ago because I was talking about my kids making a mess, and my mom would look at us kids and say, now I know why some animals...
Yeah, in this remote location, there's a random piece of
food. Yeah, there's a sandwich on the floor over there from them, but yeah, my mom would say, now I know why some animals eat their young. It's a good thing Dahmer didn't reproduce.
Ooh. Well, that was not with what he was into. But he, why are we talking about that? That's, I don't,
eat your
don't
young.
Take me there.
I don't know.
Don't take me there.
Oh, and then I think every parent said, don't make me pull this car over.
Yeah. Don't, yeah. I put you in this world, I'll take you out of it. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so crazy. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Back to switching. I talked to a few dudes today.
Okay.
And I got some really funny answers.
We got some feedback.
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
so,
let's hear from the male persuasion.
Okay, one said that if he was a female, he would hook up with a lesbian.
Hook up with a lesbian?
Like, make out. I don't know.
Oh. Like, huh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, exchange things.
Watch your back, Alicia Martinelli.
Wow, I love you. Crazy. Wreck a car.
Plot twist.
What?
Plot
that
twist.
Is a plot twist. In the-
Never saw that one coming.
Wreck a car with no problem. Just like, oopsies.
Oh, was that a curb?
Exactly. Start an argument for no reason and still win. Oh, what were some other good ones? Oh, call all your girlfriends to go bra shopping together.
Do we do that?
No.
I've never done that.
I'm at the age I just gave up and sports bra.
I sports bra every day of my life.
I don't think I've ever, I mean, every now, like maybe with one chick and it's only because we're the same size and we want to share by,
I mean,
buy two,
I might
get
have
one.
Gone bra shopping with one chick once because I was into her. That was probably it. And
you're trying to get in her door. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see. And then all the things about the period.
Null and void.
Call in sick to work and lay in bed all day.
Oh, because we can do that. People don't believe us.
It's kind of like all of us.
And by people, I mean men.
Yeah. Well, it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like your cold homeboy. Because they get man sick. But yeah. I think the play with the boobs was answered by all of them, kind of like all the females want to stand and pee.
Yeah, or sword. I almost said swordfish. I want a swordfish. I don't know what that is. if you'd like to.
I can draw a picture of that one. But okay, so this one, and I don't think I do it. I don't think every woman does this, but I might know a few that do. And it was. So you don't care where you eat just to make it really complicated to pick where you eat.
Oh, I don't do that on purpose, but I think I've done that in the past. But here's what alleviates that. If you ask your partner or whoever you're asking, your friend, whatever, what do you want to eat? Give me three options. And then those three options are what you have to choose from. And I feel like that has alleviated a lot of fights or a lot of like problematic situations.
See, and I try to narrow it down like Italian.
Oh, you do genre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that. Chinese.
Same concept. Yeah. But yeah, three choices. Always. Three choices.
But I, like the women that do take so long to, why is that? So we don't.
Because everything sounds good and nothing sounds good.
They must
it's a weird. No, I even do that when I'm just, well, we have decided I'm always on my period, which is fun, but I'm really not. I don't crave things very often. When I crave things, I am on my period, but I don't crave things very often. And so give me three choices and then I can narrow it down.
That's understandable.
Because nothing sounds good, but everything sounds good because I'm hungry for nothing.
But when you are craving something, do you make damn sure you get it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, I do.
On my own accord.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, on my own.
I'm like, well, fine, you go over there, then I'll go over here. We don't have to eat together. On we live together. Now scram.
I'm like, door dashing an $18 Cold Stone ice cream isn't a lot, is it?
It's got to be. It is a lot. I've never had Cold Stone.
You never had Cold Stone?
Not really a cold person.
Oh, like so you like cream. Hot ice cream.
Yep. Same way you I like soup. Warm beer. Yeah. All those things.
Soup
like
cream.
People chewing ice makes you want to pee.
Does it?
Yeah. Do you chew ice?
Yes, I love ice. My cousin and uncle hate ice.
I so. Love it in a cup, but not.
My dentist is like, you got to quit chewing ice. And I'm like, make me.
Can't you just suck on it and have the same thing?
Follow me. No, I don't know. It's visceral.
Oh, okay. I don't know. But in the end, I don't think I would change my gender. Like, if you had a choice right now.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah. No, I like being a chick. No. I really
there
do.
There are things that I envy as far as, like.
Picking things up. I pick them down. Or pick them down. Pick them up and put them down.
That's a first. I've never been picked down. I've been picked on. But never done. No, I wouldn't. There are things that I am jealous of as far as, like, social norms and, like, what people are okay with.
But then, like, do you ever feel sorry for the other? Like, I feel like men have more expectations to fix things and pay for things.
I have the same thing.
I don't. I don't know. It's just weird. I wonder if that will ever change.
No.
Chivalry. Hold the door.
Yeah. You remember when we were walking and I put you on the inside of the street? You remember that?
I did. Yeah. And I said, oh, people still do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's still alive and well. It really is. With people that are, you know, good people. I don't know. Maybe I'm full of shit. I could... Carrie.
Yeah.
Asterisk. I could be full of shit.
I think we know that. And I could be not paying attention
fair
sometimes.
Enough, fair enough. What brought this conversation on? Did you see something on Facebook
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, I did.
It was like, change your body or...
Yeah, it was just...
It was
just
like P90X yeah. or something.
I did that.
Did you?
I've done it twice.
Did you make it the whole way?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. I have never tried.
I haven't. Let's do it together.
Okay. Let's do it.
I'm serious. Yeah. I was in the best shape of my life, and I did it because I had a backpack trip to Italy coming up.
Oh.
And I didn't want to be the wussy that
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be either.
Yeah. So I did it, and I was in the best shape. And then I ate a lot, came back, and I was like, I'm in good shape. Let it all go, and then did it again a year later.
So P90X.
It does work.
It does work. Yep. So do you do it in your home?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah. You do it in your house.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. It really is. And they do the modified stuff because sometimes I can't.
Does it take the whole 90?
No.
Could you do
the
like...
The 90 is 90 days.
I understand the concept of P90X. Oh, I thought you were talking
about time. We're talking like 90 minutes.
Just 6 minute abs in 90 days.
The videos are about an hour though. So you have to set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have to. Okay. Where would you work out at?
My casino. My garage. Because I have a TV and everything out there. And
that's concrete flooring, bro.
Why you bring a yoga mat, bro?
Oh, I don't own one of those. I should probably invest.
And I even have a pull-up bar just to look at.
I have a pull-up bar. It's called Wednesday Nights at wherever I end up.
That's right. Yeah, I tend to use that pull-up bar more so than the one that hangs in a door, but I have the little bands that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do this.
I haven't, like, said something and stuck to something in a long time. I've stuck to a lot of things.
The only thing I stick to are terrible relationships.
I'm rubber in your glue, but...
Did you remember I said the only thing I tend to stick to are terrible relationships?
Oh. Well, I'm so sorry for your sticky loss. But
yeah.
I think we should do that.
I'm down. And we should do, like, before and after pictures.
Okay.
Only the before one's really fuzzy.
What was this taking with an Android 2?
Helen Keller took this.
It's all the ceiling. Oh, I see. Aim for the stars. Ah, missed it.
So then, I'm trying to think. We would be super hot come springtime. I mean, we're already super hot.
This is our thing. You know, we have to follow through on some of these things or else people are going to think we're just full of shit, Carrie. And I don't want to be that person.
Okay, I'll follow through.
Okay, so when are we starting this P90X?
Here in a minute.
Oh, today?
I'm already using my 12-ounce weights.
Oh, no. I'm drinking a core water. I guess that's half the battle, but... Also have a Michelob Ultra. That's fine.
that's a
double fisting
weight.
Ice and beer.
Right. And then, well, when I did it, I was strong. Like I could pick things up that I couldn't before and I could
but
run.
But could you put them down?
Put them down. And I had more endurance. Like I could run.
Yeah. Have you ever, like done cross country running?
I used to a long time ago. Oh, that's the another hills? Thing. If I was a dude, I would run a lot more than I do.
Yeah. They're so fast without trying.
Yeah. Well, they don't have boobs. I would run a lot more.
Do you think that's what drags
boobs.
Them down or drags us down?
For me, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, me too, but I just imagining myself without.
Regular bra, sports bra, and depending on how far I was going to go, I'd ace bandage myself.
How far was the ace bandage line?
Huh?
How far were you like, oh, that's too far. I need an ace bandage. What was your line?
When did they started to move?
Which was like, what, a mile?
I think it was more like pace. Because
okay.
I started
that
doing the like
that,
really slow pace.
In my head, you were like, oh, here I am at 0.87. Time for a reminder.
No, I think it was as I increased my speed. Because I started slow and I did it on and off for a couple of years. And the faster I went, the more physics happened, I guess would be the word.
Yeah, I think
actually,
so.
If you ran really, really fast, it would just look like you're on a roller coaster and they would just slide back in your armpits, right?
Yeah, if they even like did that skin? Far. If you ran really fast, they would just slide back and just be little discs, like CDs on your body, right? If you ran
so we've
really
got to
fast.
Test that.
Well,
let's go on a roller coaster. I'm going topless.
Put your hands up.
Because your face skin already looks like totally crazy when you're on a roller coaster. So I want to see.
I think if you flash the camera on a roller coaster, if you're topless, they kick you out and they're banned for life. So please don't do that. Unless you want to do that. Actually, I'm not telling you what to do.
Well,
you're
a
grown ass adult.
I'd only have to do it once.
You're a grown ass adult, man.
Kick me out, but can I just see the picture? Just let me see the
Take
picture.
My shit, but not my eyes.
Right?
No. I'm going to have to. What is it? When you nix, is it nix something?
Nix it. Take it away.
These chairs are making things fall asleep that shouldn't. This is rough.
It is. I'm going to use some cushions.
What are these made out of? Wood?
Yeah, they're.
The wood. The wood. The wood.
Oh, that would be another thing about a guy. If I had an erection, I wonder what that feels like.
Okay. I wonder too about like the difference comparatively, but not like, I don't know.
Right. Like, I mean, all of a sudden if my arm doubled in size and blood was flowing down, it went from a soft little arm.
It went from like animal.
Right. Yeah. Soft arm to a weapon. Like, I'd probably flick it a lot.
But we are made so interestingly. Like,
we are.
The male experience versus the female experience. Well, hey, welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind.
I want to see what the men would say about this on Male Encounters.
Well, when we give the box when we give the equipment back to David, we'll ask him. But our producers, I feel like we're kids in a candy store a little bit.
I feel like I'm ditching.
Do you feel like we're ditching?
Yeah, playing hooky.
Oh, we're playing hooky.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what we're doing. I'm okay with it, and I know the feeling because I very rarely.
I don't feel like we're playing hooky. I feel like we're like growing, like not like
okay.
My dick
if you're gonna
arm,
say
but...
that I'm growing, we are doing the P90X. Aw, hell.
You're not getting fat. You're growing.
That's another thing. Can we talk about that? Do we have time?
Growth. Yeah, you got a minute. Yeah.
Okay. Body longer. Shaming, I believe, is body shaming. Either way. So I've lost weight. One of my besties, you know who you are, Minsa. She's just always been thin. And I ran into some people at the Chili Fest and they saw me like, what's up, skinny? Oh my God, you lost so much weight. But I can't say, hey, what's up, fatty? Man, you packed it on. So, I mean, it's a compliment.
Society's freaking.
But then people like with my skinny friend, they're like, damn girl, you want my burger? I mean, that's like.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. They might be going through it. They might be having some eating disorder, not saying you were in that place, but, like, it's fucked up.
It is. She cussed. Guys, for the record, she cussed.
Oh, I did. I
God,
didn't
I
even.
Love
but there is.
I, that's what I'm saying. Body shaming is body shaming. Just
and,
don't
and people,
comment.
People need to realize that. People it goes both ways, man. It goes both ways.
It really does.
But society has made it okay, and it's made it the thing to be skinny. Because they're, you know, you lose weight. Oh, she looks great. Revenge body. Oh, they right. look great. It's messed up, man.
But when I was, I've traveled a lot. I was in Italy. Almost all those little paintings, all the naked people everywhere.
Yeah.
They're plump, man.
They are. And they're, well, and there was a different definition of beauty back then.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, because if you're poor, you're not going to be plump. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's a social status to be
exactly.
plump.
Exactly. can't wait to wear white after Labor Day. Well, guess what? I will eat a Twinkie after Labor Day and I am rich.
There is that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was told literally, you've lost so much weight. You used to be hot and now you have no tits and no ass. And I'm like, really? So either way, you're screwed if you lose too much weight.
Or if you gain so much pressure on women, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable.
It's because if a guy,
that's why they should be women for a day. Guess what? You're
yeah, but listen to these. They should be a woman. They should be a woman for a day and have
the same responsibilities.
The same, well, and the same expectations and the same things that you would endure. They could never be it for a day and understand it, though. They would have to be longer than that.
Yeah, they'd have
because the body shaming and the things like that, they're not just a day thing. They're a lifetime thing. They're a lifetime thing. And I hate it here. That's what I'm trying to say. I've always said that. That's what my tattoo says. I've always said that. Take it from me. I hate it here.
That just made me think of something else, being a lady for a day or a woman.
No, I'm a lady.
Not only would I do the helicopter, but I'd mansplain while doing it. I would talk to her like she's an idiot. Okay, no, honey. Look here.
But who are you talking to?
I don't know.
To whom? You have to hire someone to be your person that will pretend that they're with you for this day.
Okay, I'll be talking to you. I will mansplain you something when I'm doing the helicopter.
I hate it here.
I don't like this place.
So I'm the one? Okay. You know what? I'll do it for you. You can get the full experience. You can make me feel like a piece of shit, as most men do to women, and I will be that person to you.
And while doing the helicopter and then showing off, I can pee in the snow and lift a heavy thing. And show,
I'll watch all of it and clap for you.
No, you're going to get emotional.
I'm going to get emotional.
Well, yeah, because when you're getting mansplained.
Why? Because I'm the most emotional person you've ever met.
Let's do this. Let me go ahead and explain to you what that means. No, because we're like, you're being talked to like you're an idiot. You're like, okay, yeah. Shush, shush, shush.
Okay, well, here, I'll be that person for you in that one day that you're a dude. You call me up. Just let me know when.
Oh, God.
Hopefully it's not during our P90X or I'm going to be pissed.
I just realized I'm going to have to make a boxers or brief decision here.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Who knows it's going to be.
Who knows anything about that?
I do not know anything about that at all. I would maybe wear both to protect it while I had it for one day.
I don't know the first thing about it, so that's fine.
Yeah, I would double up.
Double up.
I would absolutely double up.
Hmm.
Yep. So what are we going to name this show?
What are we going to name this show? The old switcheroo.
Yes, the old switcheroo. Let's do it.
Or, I don't know, queen for a day. I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you want to say?
Queen can be both ways. I don't know. Let's do the old switcheroo, and I want feedback on the Facebook, folks.
Okay.
Yes.
The old switcheroo, and we want feedback. What are your parting words? That's your parting words?
Yeah. Feedback switcheroo.
I love that she makes them, like, super grandiosa. Wait, what is the word?
That's just an extra. Grandiosa.
Here's to being extra, and just love yourself.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time,
be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.